Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. I have a good friend who sends me links to technical ideas directed at fixing major ocean problems such as acidification, plastic trash, and pollutants in our air and sea that represent clear and present danger to global health and security. These ideas are mostly big geoengineering proposals, iron filings to adjust ocean pH, harvest of the enormous islands of plastic bottles and other debris found in the Pacific and most recently in the Caribbean, or huge air handlers to suck in and filter large volumes of air to cleanse them of detrimental emissions, the output of burning coal and oil to meet the increasing demand for global energy, no matter what the source. Indeed, recent news reports indicate that the use of such fossil fuels continues to reach record levels, indifferent to the rapid shift to less polluting alternatives. These friendly exchanges ask that I think again about my own ideas about such things and to articulate the arguments that counter their practicality, mostly the extraordinary demands of scale and capital costs invested in strategies that have no certain outcome and may exacerbate the problems as much as solve them. It is a good exercise, but it brings me back again and again to our propensity to fix things by actions that do not address the root cause of the problem at hand and may indeed have even worse consequence than the original situation presents. It is also good to ask who benefits from these ideas. Simply the enthusiastic engineers and inventors and investors who will bet on the next big thing, or perhaps those with vested interest in the existing system as a means to prolong the effect and profits of the status quo. What bothers me most about this is the resolve not to address the problem itself at its source. Over the past two decades, we've been well aware of the destructive public health consequences of our dependence on fossil fuels. The debate has been serious and intense to the point that we've engaged in military adventures to protect or possess oil and gas reserves abroad, advanced technologies such as fracking to poisonous effect, bend our geopolitical agenda and behavior in support of policies and actions directly against our long-term benefit, and attempt to undermine alternative technologies even when they are proved economical and transformative. So let's look at what might be a simpler, more direct point source solution to some of these issues. With regard to acidification and toxins in air and water, the best possible action would be to regulate or stop such emissions altogether and pursue new proven technologies such as solar or geothermal energy production. As has been suggested, what if we built large-scale solar farms on public lands using public funds for construction and connection to a new smart grid distribution system? Some estimates suggest that such a strategy would provide every erg of energy required for an expanding U.S. economy with a return on investment that would far exceed the profits of energy companies fearful of change. What if we just accept that our existing system is strategically bankrupt and financially counterproductive, and make a revolutionary shift to the future using knowledge and capital readily available if we decide to invest it? And what about plastics? Well, there may be a short-term benefit in harvesting and recycling plastic waste where it is available in large concentration, at sea or at the local dump, and recycle. What holds us back from that action now? Presumably price. But who benefits from the need to make more and more plastic? Right, the fossil fuel industry. Some estimates suggest that if we recycled all the plastic on Earth today, we would never have to make another piece of plastic again. Or what if we simply stopped buying plastic containers for our products and water and used recycled paper containers instead? What's the difference other than a reallocation of investment to support a better alternative? Finally, there is the role of the individual as the most common denominator in the market. If we boycott plastic, shift our investments in regressive products and productions, legislate against its use, and demand alternatives in all instances, we can take back our air and water and health and governance from those who do not have our best interest at heart. We are the ultimate geoengineers. We are the point men and women. We are the ultimate solution. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network in association with WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine. Find our podcast on iTunes and at worldoceanobservatory.org.